And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. We were just talking about that chowder that I made. I don't know if you listened to the previous segment, but
Trevor's starving.
It was so good, man. And I put it in a bread bowl. You cut the top off that thing, and you dunk that crunchy, crisp crust. Let's say that three times fast. In that soup. Oh man, those are good bites, dude.
If you're in the West Michigan market, you might listen to 97.9. It's a great rock station on Saturdays. You still doing Saturdays? You'll catch the golden vibes of Trevor Swanson.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. You can find me on 97.9 GRD.
He's spinning the final,
He's got a much better gig than we do.
He's still starving, though. Right. We should have brought some food for him. Right. Got to feed that boy.
So in the Full Belly Deli, we're talking about Southern Mac. What makes Southern Mac any different from Northern
Mac? It's usually got a little heat.
Yeah.
And I think they incorporated it into barbecue before we thought of it because, you know, the Southerners do barbecue way earlier than we do, right? I mean, they started it a couple hundred years ago. I think that Native Americans actually helped them get into the mode when the Germans landed in South Carolina.
They smoked and dried a lot of meat for preserving.
But also the Native Americans taught them how to cook on fire because that's what they did everything on.
Sure.
And I think they kind of collaborated and they found a hog and just made him squeal.
There you go.
We're recording to
Chris
Bob.
Brought the turkeys over and the rest was history.
Thanks, yeah. Christopher.
Yeah.
So Southern Mac, I love making mac and cheese, and my whole family loves mac and cheese. Everybody loves mac and cheese, right?
So I'm interested in cheese that is your cheese of choice.
I can use any cheese.
Uh-huh.
And the beautiful thing about mac and cheese is if you've got a variety, and I love cleaning out the cheese drawer in the fridge.
There you go.
Because if you get a blend of
the mold off, doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't at all. We do aged provolone. We always have some American cheese. It really helps to have that Velveeta.
Come on.
Yes.
That's not cheese.
Oh, dude.
Anything that sits on the store shelf for 3 years before it goes bad
all
is not cheese.
Cheese ages, okay?
Yeah. Right.
No, Velveeta is a big deal.
There's no refrigeration needed. It's not cheese. I'm just saying.
It's good enough for astronauts, for crying out loud.
Yeah, exactly.
Such a snob.
Send the crap to the moon. That's where it goes.
So anyway, I will usually have about 2/3 Velveeta in my mac and cheese, and then I'm going to go easy on the rest of the stuff. But I want to throw some sharp cheddar in there and maybe aged provolone.
Why ruin your Velveeta? It's so good.
You can do it with pure Velveeta, actually, if you have enough bourbon.
Yeah. If you don't mind eating plastic.
Right now we're tasting a plaid habit from
Talk about a bad habit. The bad habit is making Velveeta in your mac and cheese.
Showboat Spirits in Lowell, Michigan. He provided us with Boulevard, one of my favorite places in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, we've been there.
Plaid habit, that's right.
Yeah.
You're a bad habit. So anyway, back to mac and cheese. What I'll do is I'll chop up some onions really small, and I'm going to saute them in some of Old World Olive's butter EVO.
Good stuff.
I'm going to saute those onions. I'm going to already have rendered off some bacon, and I'm going to chop up bacon in some nice Sobey has some beautiful bacon that he makes. It's his homemade bacon.
Right.
And I'm going to fry that up, and I'm going to chop it into bits. I'm so hungry, Trevor. It's wonderful bits. And depending on who I'm feeding, I might even throw in some chopped up jalapeno or put some cayenne in because I like the heat.
Right.
But my bride, not so much, so I got to be a little careful. You can always chop up some jalapenos and put them in a bowl with some scallions and stuff like that and have them on the side so people can stir it in as they serve themselves or as you serve them. But also the key is do not cook your pasta too long.
El dente.
You want it to be a little firm. And if you're going to bake it or smoke it, you definitely want it to be a little firm. And you want your cheese sauce to be very liquid-like, lucid, very runny, because it's going to want to thicken up. And there's nothing worse than going to a barbecue shack, like that one Joel mentioned earlier in Lowell, where they serve you your mac and cheese and it's like a
brick.
It looks like bread pudding.
Right.
That's not mac and cheese. Mac and cheese has to flow, baby.
Right.
Smooth. Gotta flow.
Smooth. Yeah. And when it cools down, you could use it for the cornerstone of your next house. Yeah.
Yeah. So the key is to have your cheese sauce nice and runny.
Velveeta-y.
Runny. Velveeta-y. Let me give you a safety tip about Velveeta.
Here's my safety tip. Don't buy it.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's what made America great.
Yeah, I guess.
America.
Yeah.
So whatever. I'm also, I'm big on putting that in, but I'm also going to put some mustard powder in.
Always. Yep. Yep. Gives it a little zing.
It does. Yep. It's you can't taste it. It just changes the profile a little bit.
Yep.
So then I might put it in a pan and bake it, or put it on the smoker and bake it. But I might put some panko
careful
on top.
On the smoker, though. It's amazing how much smoke that cheese and that macaroni picks up.
It does.
It can get smoky in a hurry.
You don't have to have flavor wood on your smoker. You can just have a good charcoal fire or wood fire.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great point, actually.
Right. I made that mistake before, and you take it off. It's all you can taste is smoke. Even if you got 2 pounds of Velveeta in your mac and cheese, all you can taste is smoke. Yeah.
Oh, you're such a jerk sometimes. So I'm going to sabotage your mushroom segment.
This is your mushroom segment. I don't do mushrooms, but anyway.
So anyway, so you get it nice and runny when you pour it in the pan, and make sure that your pasta is not too well cooked. It's kind of flexible but a little firm yet, so it still needs another 10 minutes or so. Throw it in the oven, put some panko. What works really nice, of course, too, is crushed up Better Made potato chips.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good on top.
Or as my beloved mother used to do, she used to take a half a stick of butter and a sleeve of Townhouse crackers and melt the butter and then crush the crackers and stir the crushed crackers into the butter, and that was the top of her macaroni and cheese.
My beloved
bride
does
that. I'm sure it was very, very diet friendly. Right, but I remember it fondly as a kid. So I have a macaroni question for you, macaroni and cheese question for you. Does anybody out there eat ketchup on their macaroni and cheese?
I would throw them out of the house if they did.
Well, I like it. I do. Uh-huh. I mean, Velveeta, not so much.
On a pasty,
a little bit of ketchup.
Pasty, fine.
No gravy. Gravy, you are pasty.
This dude, he's not from Michigan. Okay, I don't know where you really grew up. I'm going to say it's Uranus or somewhere. You're like an alien. The plaid habit's going down really well.
It is. You know what? It says it's a Canadian whiskey barrel aged Imperial Brown.
Yeah. No, that's a lot to
say. Sorry for the tangent, but that you can taste that.
So if you want some good mac and cheese and you're up north, go by Chase Creek Smokehouse.
Mm, yes.
Because they are open again, thank God. And their mac and cheese is fantastic. They put pulled pork on it. But by all means, try their ribs and their brisket. They've got two big Southern Prides out back. Pat has trained that staff wonderfully. And when I say staff, I mean his wife, Linda. Linda does all
the work. I think
you got
the trainer and the trainee switched around there.
No, Pat's the barbecue expert. He really is. He understands food so well. But Chase Creek Smokehouse, Chase, Michigan, just 5 miles west of 131 on US 10, my stomping grounds.
Right, great place. Coming up next, we're going to feed Bob's mushrooming appetite. Stick with us, we'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.